All right, so it's Friday. It is time to bring in the big head himself, James Kelly, for Big Head Bets. I've already done the background. I've already given you the history. We've been doing this for several months now. Real people are making real money following his really big head. Dude, how you feeling?
Hell of a lot better than CJ and Kim, I'll say that, Jim.
Yeah, right. How'd that go for them? Not well, right?
No. I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. We're on a little bit of a heater right here.
All right, so let me ask you, in fact, I can answer your question. Check that, my question. I know you feel good, dude. Given all of the ones you hit on last week, in fact, I think you pretty much hit on everything last week. You're feeling really good about you. That's clear. But how confident are you heading into this weekend before we get to the individual matchups?
Man, this big head couldn't swell any bigger, Jim. I'm pretty confident, but I will say we are bottlenecking a little bit with the NBA here. I can't cherry pick like I usually do and get that free money, so we're getting a little tighter here.
All right, so what does that mean that we're bottlenecking with the NBA?
Well, we don't back down from making any bet on the air. I mean, we'll take any game as they are, but usually a lot of the times I could pick what I like and then just make my money that way. So we're taking the games that are on tonight.
You have to. What can you do? There is your bottleneck. All right, let's start with the Hawks and Sixers. Game 6 in the ATL. Hawks looking to finish head. Bottom line, Game 5 was a catastrophe for the Sixers. Actually, Game 4 was a catastrophe as well. They had enormous leads in both games. They came from ahead to choke away both. They should be done. They should be waiting for the winner of Brooklyn-Milwaukee. Instead, they're down 3-2. They're facing elimination. They're in the ATL. What is your number? How are you playing this one?
The number is -3 for Philly, and I agree on all the above. The Sixers even being in the situation, Jim, is bad. That's not what they brought Doc Rivers in. And not only did they blow back-to-back games, that fourth quarter by Atlanta in Game 5, it was the second highest scoring fourth quarter in playoff history by any team. That's embarrassing with the personnel Philly has. So now, a year ago, there's no shot in hell I'd take Philly in this spot. They'd fold, but tonight I am going to hit Philly and minus that 3 points. They are the more talented team. And Doc, he has to win a big game. It's been a minute now since he's done that, and he has to finish a series he's supposed to win. Also, Atlanta as a home favorite is the second best cover in the NBA behind the Suns, but as a home underdog, Jim, they are nearly 20% worse, covering only 53% of their games, and Philly isn't bad in this spot as an away favorite. Joel does need help. I'd expect Tobias Harris to be much better. When he scores in single digits like he did in Game 5, he usually bounces back with a big game, and the Sixers usually win. So, Tom, the bookie in the back row, mark it down, -3 Phillies at Atlanta.
Dude, did you just hit the new guy with a Tom the Bookie in the back row?
Man, listen, Jim Rome is all in on sports gambling, and he hired a bookie on staff. You hired my guy, Tom the Bookie.
There it is. I am all in. And how committed am I? So committed that I hired a bookie. I see you, bookie. If it's not, maybe it's me, big head, but it seems like you took some like passive-aggressive runs at Doc. Does Doc need to prove something to you?
Yes, Doc needs to prove something. I mean, the Clippers lost last year. You know, we blamed, or a lot of people blamed Kawhi and PG-13, rightfully so. But Doc, I mean, come on now. It's been a minute since he's won a big series. I can't even remember the last big series he won. Maybe San Antonio back in the day, but it's been a long time.
All right, so, Big Head, my reaction to what you just said. Very tempting to take the home dog, especially as well as Atlanta's been playing, but I don't see Philly not bouncing back after horrible back-to-back meltdowns. I'm with you on this. I think Joel shows up. I think Tobias Harris gives him help. I think you're right. Sixers -3. We're on the same page there.
Nice.
All right, Clippers, Jazz, full disclosure. It's hard for me to trust the Clippers, even with Kawhi Leonard. So there was no way that I was going to trust them or Pandemic P without Kawhi on the road against Utah in Game 5. Even though the Jazz were banged up, so you know what I did? Without talking to you, I hammered the money line in that game with the Jazz. And Playoff P shows up, and he hammers me and everybody else who went against him. Question is, can he do it again? Kevin Durant was not able to put together back-to-back legendary performances. Do we really expect Paul George to do so? Are you willing to take a chance on him and the Clippers as home dogs? How are you playing this?
So I think Paul is capable of playing big again. I'm just not sure the dudes around him can play that big again. And I'm going to go with the urgent Utah team here in another urgent play. I'll take the Jazz minus one here in L.A. Look, Utah is in a similar situation, Jim, as Milwaukee, I feel. Yes, they are busted up a bit more, but they may never get another better look at winning the entire thing than they have right now. They can't lose this series. They have to capitalize on this whole thing. I mean, if they don't, they are kind of switching narratives with the Clippers, it seems, a bit, who can't finish. I mean, they blew a 3-1 lead against Denver a year ago. I will say, though, the Jazz haven't been great at covering away from Utah this season. They only hit on 50% of their away games against the spread. But lately, as an away favorite, the Jazz are playing well. They have covered their last four in this spot. It seems like Mike Conley Jr. will go tonight. I'm thinking he will. I'm taking the Jazz minus one, Quinn Snyder.
God, it just seems that you love Quinn Snyder, don't
you? Love him.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I do too. I love the guy's coach. It seems really weird to me, though, that we're going to go both. We have a chance to take the home dogs, and we're going both against them. I'm with you on that one, too. I'm on the same page. All right, so Jazz, you have Jazz minus one, or is it minus 1.5?
I got minus one right now.
Okay.
Yep.
So as many know, this is a big NHL house, especially this time of year. The NHL postseason is as good as any or better than any sports postseason. I'm not saying that for effect. I'm not saying that's great, quote, engagement. I'm not hot taking it. I've always said that. I've always meant it. And you know the clones love when I taw hockey. They do. Today, Alvin. Anyway.
When Utah hockey.
Thank you, Alvin.
When Utah hockey.
Yeah, thank you,
I
Alvin. Thank you,
hockey.
Alvin. Thank you, Alvin. Thank you, Alvin. Thank you, Alvin. Anyway, Big Head, what I did not know initially was that they not only love when I taw hockey, they love when I bet hockey. Mm-hmm. I had trouble getting my head around that, but you follow these things. You have the analytics. You have the data. It's a fact, right? The clones love to get down and bet hockey.
Yes, they do. They're passionate on both subjects. Now, they could be playing us and just love it when we talk anything hockey. I don't have the numbers to show that they're actually betting, but they listen to the betting content. But you know
I
who
see.
Might have the actual bets? Our bookie Tom in the back row. Maybe Tom could help us with that?
Dude, is that really your bookie?
That is my bookie. I swear, it looks exactly like him.
Okay, there you go. So what this is a huge Vegas Golden Knights house. Has been since the very second they dropped the first puck on that ice. Game three tonight, Head. The Canadians ripped the home ice back by shocking the Golden Knights in their house. Are you looking for Vegas to turn the tables on them tonight? If so, how are you playing that, and what is the number and approach?
That's exactly what I'm looking to do. I'm going Vegas on the money line tonight. Right now, and in the playoffs, these two teams are exact opposites of each other. The Canadians come out flying and get off to hot starts. They are 9-1 when they score first this postseason. And the Golden Knights, they start slow. They need to change that tonight, and they need their forwards to start putting the puck in the net. Their defensemen have scored 5 of their 6 goals in this series.
Wow.
I think that changes tonight, yeah. And also, they travel well, and the Canadians were actually tied with the Maple Leafs as the worst home cover in the entire NHL against the puck line this season. I'm going money line in Golden Knights, though, minus 159 here.
I was going to say, what's the money line? So minus 159. I'm looking over my right shoulder, dude. That picture, that caricature they have of you, what was that, when you were like 18? You got to be so happy with that, dude. You look nothing like that.
I look great.
That dude's dashing, man. All right, so you got minus 159, Vegas on the money line. No way I let you go without getting your thoughts on the U.S. Open. Now, you have done really well in recent years in betting the tourney or betting majors. For instance, you just missed on Brooks Koepka at the PGA Championship. Last year, you did clean up at the U.S. Open by taking Science and getting a nice number at Wingfoot. Who are the guys you're on today and this weekend at Torrey?
Yeah, so full disclosure here, my strategy is being thrown off a little bit because these later tee times, I love them. They're awesome. It's way better to
watch. So you're making
excuses. I'm making excuses, a little bit of an excuse out here. So it's not the best possible situation to be in, but you know what? I gamble. That's what I do. And as tempted as I am to take Dick Bland, the current leader, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go Johnny Rahm plus 700 to get his first major. He's playing great. He's out a good start today. I'm going to go him plus 700, and I'm going to go Xander. I was tempted to go Brooks. I just, with his history at the course, I'm just not going to go there. I'm going to go Xander plus 1,000 try to get his first major here, too. So one of these two guys, that's my bet, is to, for one of these guys to get their first major.
I actually love both those picks. I love John Rahm at plus 700. I love Xander at plus 1,000. I know he's going to get it at some time, at some point. If not this week, then he will. What's the number on Brooks right now?
He's around that 600 back and forth. He's probably the favorite right now with Rahm's probably second, third hole right there. But you can get Brooks for around 550, 600 right now.
All right, so we are looking to get paid. What are your NBA numbers compared to your NFL numbers when your NFL numbers were like a sizzling 64%?
NBA numbers are better. I mean, we've been on a roll the last 6 weeks here with the NBA games. We started in the regular season. And even this playoffs, especially after last week, man, we've been on fire on NBA.
All right, so you and I are all about this. I'm all about being in the gambling space, so much so that I hired a bookie and I put him in the back row.
Right.
If they jumped in late, run it back one more time. Who do you have and how are we getting down?
Yeah, and Tom, could you please write down this real quick so I don't have to call you after the show? I got Philly minus three, the Jazz minus one, Golden Knights on the money line, and for the U.S. Open, I'm going to go with Johnny Rahm and Xander. Hey, Rahm at plus 700 and Xander plus 1,000.
When did he become Johnny to you?
I don't know. Kind of liked it.
All right. Yeah. So here's the thing. I want to say for the record, like, I'm not just doing this for content. I've already put my money down. I also hit the Sixers minus three. I hit the Jazz minus one. I hit the Golden Knights on the money line myself. I have not hit golf yet because, frankly, the site that I'm on is not offering that, or I can't figure it out. Every once in a while, man, some of these sites, like you and I have multiple sites, and you and I are not on the same sites because the site that you're on, I don't want to mention it, blocked me because we have an issue, we have a dispute. So yeah. I haven't hit it yet.
I'm in several different locations, so I might have access to a site or two more than you do, Jim. Sorry.
How many?
I'd say three, four, five.
All right, that's probably about three, four, or five more than I have. Now, I've got two or three. All right, we'll see how it goes. Listen, Head, have an amazing weekend. Let's get paid. We already got down. Let's win some money, yo.
Hell yes. Thanks, Jim.
Good job, Head. James Kelly and I, we do that every single Friday. And he's already hedging and making excuses. You see him? Like, yeah, well, this is kind of going to throw a little wrench in things. Come on, Head. The later tee times, and, you know, we're kind of bottlenecking. I like the way he starts throwing things around, like, we're kind of bottlenecking, and we got later tee times, and I can't really... Oh, you mean you can't pick the ones you want? You have to deal with what we have? Right. My man, but he's good, though. He is awfully good. Really quickly, Sixers, minus three. Jazz, minus one. Hey, Bookie. Bookie in the back row, you getting this down? Sixers, minus three. Jazz, minus one. Vegas on the money line, and he went John Rahm plus 700, Xander plus 1,000. And again, I hit the basketball and the hockey with my money, real money, got down. Yeah, I can't lie. I'm still a little bent. And by a little bent, I mean pissed that I hit the Jazz the other night hard on the money line, and they burned me.